Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fifth parak of Maseches Erev, and today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph and Parak Hey Mishnah Beis. Before measuring the 2,000 amos of a city's tchum, we need to establish first the city's borders. Now, a city's borders are always drawn, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, either as a perfect square or a perfect rectangle. Now, if the borders of the city do not actually have this shape, then we adjust them so they form one of these shapes. This essentially is extending the city's borders, as the Mishnah is about to explain. It says the Mishnah, Ketzad ma'abrin es Es Heorim, how do we extend beyond their actual borders of the city for establishing the tchum of the city? Bayis Nechlas, Bayis Yotze, number one, if there's a city that doesn't actually have a wall around it, but it's surrounded, basically the wall essentially of the city are the homes that surround it. And in one place there's a house that is sort of recessed, that is deeper into the city. It's turned back from the city. And in another place there's a house that juts just beyond the city itself. Pogum nichnas, pogum yotze, or if the city has a wall, and there's a tower that is in the wall, and there's a tower that juts out beyond the rest of the wall. Hayusham gedudios gevohos asaratvachin, or if just outside the city there are broken walls of a ruined home that are 10 tvachim high. As the Gemara points out, this applies only if the ruin still has three walls, or two walls and a roof, and so on and so forth. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ugesharim, Munefasha, Sheish, Behen, Beis Dira, or there are bridges, or these buildings with tombs inside of them, which there's a place for a guard to live. Says the Mishnah, Motziin es Hamida kenegdan, that in all of these cases we move the line from which we begin to measure the Yatrum out to a point that is opposite these places. Meaning to say, we're going to extend the city's borders to an imaginary line that runs from these places parallel to the city across the entire side of the city. And this is going to mark the new city Tchum for the purpose of where a person can go on Shabbos. And again, we do this at all around, surrounding the city on all four sides. Now, what if a city is not shaped like a square or a rectangle, says the Mishnah? The osinosa kimin tavla mirabas. And that if a city is, let's say, shaped like a circle, for example, we're going to make it like a square tablet by drawing this imaginary straight lines around it on all four sides. Kidei sheyehe niskar es hazavios. That person is going to gain the corners of the square drawn around the city, and the tchum is then going to be measured from the edges of the square. Even though technically it's only a circle, we're going to extend it a little bit, and we're going to allow you to measure the tchum from those extended corners of the square. And again, if you have a Mishnah with pictures, then it certainly would be helpful. I'm looking right now on diagram B of this Mishnah, and it certainly explains well. If the city is a circle, then we can extend the 2,000 amos from the square, which would include the corners as well. Continuing now with Parak Hey Mishnah Beis, we continue to discuss how we can determine a city's borders for the purposes of measuring its tchum. Says the Mishnah, Nosnin Karpe Flair, we allow a person to, at least according to this opinion, we allow a person to measure the tchum to include a karpev. Now, as we learned earlier, a karpev is like this open area that measures 70 and 2/3 amos. This measurement is learned, as the Mishnah discussed earlier, from the size of the chatzer of the Mishkan. And says Rabbi Meir that you're allowed to include the 70 and 2/3 amma open area outside the city, and you can start measuring the tchum from beyond that particular point. However, says the Mishnah, the Chacham disagree and say, no, the Chacham say, lo amru karpif ela bein shtei ayaros. The Chachamim did not say that you're allowed to add a karpif to a city, except if it's connecting two cities. Im yesh lozo shivim amah v'shirayim v'lozo shivim amah v'shirayim, that if there are two cities close to one another, that if you add a karpif of no more than 70 amos and a little bit, again, 70 and 2/3 amos to this city, and add a karpif of 70 and 2/3 amos to that city, then these two karpifs would meet together, and you could include them, as the Mishnah says, osa karpif l'shtehem liyos ka'achas. Then the karpif added to each city, make the two cities to be like one large city for the purposes of measuring the tchum. And this, according to the Chacham, is the only time when you're allowed to add a karpif, not always, but only if it's going to allow two cities to now become one for the purposes of where you can go on Shabbos. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like this shita of the Chachamim. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph taught us how we can extend cities beyond their actual borders for the purpose of measuring the Tchum. We said that if there's any part of these cities' walls that are jutting out a little bit, so we're going to create an imaginary wall from that greatest extended point all around the city and all four sides, and that's going to be where we start to measure the Tchum from. And then the Mishnah said that if the city's shaped like a circle, then we're going to make an imaginary line square around the city also on all four sides, so that one can gain the measurement of the corners as well, and you can start the 2,000 amma measurement of the Tchum from the extended corners of the square. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis discussed the question of a carpet. Can you include this open grassy area of 70 and 2/3 amma that is surrounded, that is right outside rather, of the city? So according to Rav Meir, you can always include the carpet of 70 and 2/3 amos, and you can only begin, you could start measuring the tchum from after that point. We don't pass in that way. Rather, we hold that generally speaking, you cannot include a carpet in where you started from. You'd have to start it from literally the measurement of the border of the city. However, the Chum said that if you have two cities that are right next to each other in there, and if you were to add a carpet to both of them, so you have two carpets that are in the middle of them, then you can unite the cities as to be one entity, one unit. And in that situation, say the Chum, then you can include the carpet to unite these two cities and to allow you to count 2,000 amos from that point. But otherwise, you cannot include the carpet in your measurement. Have a great day.